分享发生在我身上的两件真实的事例。第一件，小房子真灵，21张小房子超度了我的妈妈。我的妈妈93年过世，至今已有20多年了。每年忌日，我总是梦到她风尘仆仆地走来，对我说她很冷，没有钱买衣服，或说她很饿，还有一次说她房子漏水了。有一次，我在1周内做了2次同样的梦，说同样的话，我只能烧很多的纸钱给他。还有更深的一次是，我买了纸钱，银故没有烧，第3天就梦见他，钱不给了，我走了。5月初，我刚刚开始学习念小房子，不到2周，就梦见我的妈妈在一个看不清楚的地方。我说咱家的户口本在哪里，好吧，我要办个证件。他没有看我，低着头说户口本被沈叔叔拿走了。我说他3年前就过世了，为什么拿我们的户口本？沈叔叔是我们的同乡同事，我妈妈的好朋友。这是一个非常清晰的梦，我很担心接下来不知会发生什么事，有不祥之兆。我想给卢台长打电话，又不会，况且卢台长的电话也不易打通。我请在温哥华筹备法会的孙老师帮忙。他说梦见亡人都是妖精的，要念小房子给妈妈和沈叔叔。妖精者妖的太极，可以请观世音菩萨帮助沟通。转告妖精者，欠债是要还的，只是现在来不及念那么多小房子，我会慢慢的给他们念的。真灵，当我念到11张小房子时，梦见我妈妈在不远处坐着对我笑。当我念到17张小房子时，梦见我妈妈领着一个小孩穿着整齐从我面前走过，没有说话。其实在2012年，我请过3个道教师傅超度过我的妈妈，她没有走。现在仅仅21张小房子送走了她。小房子真灵，感恩大慈大悲的观世音菩萨，感恩卢俊宏台长，感恩孙老师对我的帮助。第二件事，念经、许愿、放生3大法宝是人间真正的宝。今年7月19日，我儿子在新疆出差，突发心梗，住进乌鲁木齐心血管医院急诊室抢救。医生说再晚2小时神仙也救不了。解剖后全家乱了套，他家在广州，2个姐姐，一个在深圳，一个在开姆鲁斯，开姆鲁斯是加拿大的一个城市，我在温哥华。当时情况非常紧急，有3根冠状动脉血管堵死，另外他还有10年的高血脂、糖尿病史，各项指标均不正常，其中有项 杨寒亮，血杨寒亮正常人是零到五，他的指标是五十，高出正常人十倍，医生不敢做任何的检查，让等待，因为随时血管都有可能出现危险，病人绝对不允许任何的活动，大小便在床上，24小时监护。我跪在佛前前苦求观世音菩萨显灵救救我的儿子，每天求几次，我许愿为儿子念49张小房子，并运用心灵法门的三大法宝，让家人也许愿念经放生，让他的两个姐姐在不同的地方尽快尽多的放生。在这个过程中，我心中一直有个信念，感觉观世音菩萨就在身边，儿子一定没事儿。我一直有信心儿子一定好。原本他出差到一个小城市，发病前一天，离完成任务还有2天，不知何因，他执意要返回乌鲁木齐，为什么他自己也不知道。当天晚上2点发病，真是感恩，是观世音菩萨的指引，感恩观世音菩萨。一周后大有转机，病情稳定，医院安排有专机送到北京安贞医院治疗。北京安贞医院是国内治疗心血管方面最好的医院之一，在入院的第4天，有心血管专家亲自主刀，打通了堵塞的3根血管，放入支架，手术顺利成功，第2天就出院了。发喜多多，感恩大慈大悲的观世音菩萨，感恩大慈大悲的卢俊宏台长把我领进了心灵法门。许愿念经放生三大法宝真灵，是人间的真正法宝，感恩大慈大悲的观世音菩萨，感恩大慈大悲的卢俊宏台长，感恩同修们，谢谢。
下面让我们欢迎来自温哥华的郭欢欢同修与我们分享心灵法门让他摆脱产后忧郁症，重获新生，全家老少学佛修心，受益匪浅，让我们掌声欢迎。
心灵法门之花盛开在中义大家庭，尊敬的各位来宾佛友们大家好，非常感恩温哥华心灵法门共修组给我这个发言的机会。此时此刻站在这里，我的心里感慨万千，激动之情溢于言表，盼了这么久终于盼来了这一天，感恩南无大慈大悲救苦救难观世音菩萨，不离不弃温哥华的众生，感恩师父卢台长不辞辛苦长途跋涉到此弘法。我修心灵法门已有2年多，我的先生和公婆都是土生土长的意大利人，如今他们早已是我的同修。现在我就向大家分享 我们这个忠义大家庭修心灵法门后的真实灵验故事。先说说我自己吧，往事不堪回首。4年前产下小女之后，我的身体体质一落千丈，怕冷，腰痛难忍，情绪反复无常，明显的产后忧郁症。自孩子出生起都是我一人带他，每天早晨只要孩子一醒，我的心就发紧，因为黑暗的一天即将开始。很多次我抱着手中哭泣的孩子，我的心在微微颤抖。我自问每天这样活着有意义吗？很多次真的很想结束自己苍白且失败的人生，可是我终究还是没有勇气。从小的苦难经历教会我，再苦再难熬也要忍一忍，说不定过了明天转角就会有奇遇。利用博客这个传媒，我认识了在澳大利亚的一位博友，通过他的博客我知道了卢台长，知道了小房子可以超度过世的亡人和打胎的孩子。我试着阅览卢台长的博客，有一搭没一搭的看博文。由于我是基督徒，对于念经我还是很犹豫的，这一犹豫就是2年。终于有一天我告诉自己，不能再这样沉沦下去，我必须自救。看了卢台长法会视频，我的心里受到强大震撼，我当下决定马上要念经。做了一个礼拜的功课后，我迫不及待地开始念小房子给自己的要经者和打胎的孩子。于是很神奇的事情发生了，我沉重如石的后背一下子松了，哎，不难受了。原来每天都需要先生帮助按摩的，现在不必麻烦他了。原来遇到先生急躁的时候，我会跳起来跟他理论，现在他若多说几句，我也不跟他争了。随着修行的深入，卢台长经常到我的梦里给我加持，帮我治病。很多时候，白天我明明跪求的是东方台的观世音菩萨，晚上到我梦里来给我解疑的却是卢台长，让我不得不惊叹心灵法门之灵验。跟着台长学佛后，我才知道原来自己的忧郁症跟打胎的孩子有着密不可分的关联。原来自己在不懂因果的情况下愚痴造业，那都是足可以下地狱的罪啊。不懂因果实在太可怕了，我发愿要好好忏悔，好好念经还债。念经后每天的时间都变得很宝贵，我放弃了和家人好友煲电话粥闲聊八卦，我不再每天无聊追看娱乐节目，我心甘情愿地将更多有限的时间节省出来念经消业和弘扬佛法。业障深重如我，此时不修更待何时。蒙观世音菩萨慈悲，去年的9月27日，我在德国法兰克福顺利拜师，正式成为卢台长的弟子。我发自内心的感恩大慈大悲的观世音菩萨和伟大的恩师不嫌弃我这个满身孽障的孩子。回忆起拜师那天恩师慈悲地给我摸顶加持的情景，历历在目，永难忘。在我的影响下，我的意大利先生小马也很快开始念经，积极地跟着我一起弘法，跟着我一起许愿终身吃素。感恩观世音菩萨和师父的慈悲，现在他已是卢台长的弟子。自我念经后，我的女儿就开始睡整觉，如今4岁的她会哼唱观世音菩萨圣号，会背七佛灭罪真言， 会用他那并不熟练的中文祈求观世音菩萨保佑。看到法会宣传照，他会指着不同的法会照片说：“妈妈，我想去这里、这里，还有这里。”我问他：“这里都有谁呀？”他清晰地回答：“有观世音菩萨。”每次看到小小的他双手合十跪拜在佛台前，我鼻子发酸，眼含热泪，感恩菩萨的佛力加持。作为母亲，此生我对女儿的期望就是她能好好学佛，好好念经，长大了做一名合格的弘法者。我的意大利公婆现在也在修心灵法门，特别是婆婆念经比较精进。2012年底，她家也顺利设立了佛台，她向观世音菩萨发愿，以后每一天都会念经。她念经的时候经常能闻到檀香味。公婆都曾多次梦到过观世音菩萨，真是法喜充满啊。今年3月，卢台长在罗马有场世界佛友见面会，虽然公婆年事已高，但还是坚持坐了5个小时的火车专门去看望卢台长。那场见面会后，婆婆告诉我，现在她除了礼佛大忏悔文还不会背，其他经文都会背了。我们现在在温哥华，公婆在意大利，我们每周一次的视频都会互相交流一下学佛近况。在异国他乡，观世音菩萨是我们最大的精神支柱。遇到事情的时候，我们知道担心着急是没用的，上香好好的求观世音菩萨，针对性的念经祈求，配合小房子加上放生，一定会大事化小，小事化无，遇事成祥。南无大慈大悲救苦救难观世音菩萨，弟子郭欢欢今生今世一定会努力做好您的千手千眼，请观世音菩萨慈悲加持弟子郭欢欢，增加智慧，增加能量，广结善缘，多度有缘众生。伟大的恩师卢台长，弟子郭欢欢今生今世一定跟您好好学佛修心，一世修成，一起回家，永断轮回。顶礼南无大慈大悲救苦救难广大灵感观世音菩萨摩诃萨，顶礼南无大慈大悲救苦救难的师父卢台长。
下面让我们欢迎来自温哥华的同业同修与我们分享学佛多年佛缘深厚的同同修，在结缘心灵法门之后受益匪浅，由衷赞叹心灵法门玄妙殊胜，并发愿护持弘扬广度有缘，让我们掌声欢迎。
阿弥陀佛，我是温哥华观世音菩萨心灵法门的同修，我叫同业。佛度有缘人，南无大慈大悲救苦救难观世音菩萨，南无大慈大悲普度众生的恩师卢军宏台长，诸位大德同修大家好。很荣幸在这里向大家汇报我的学佛历程，感恩师父卢俊宏台长为我们末法时期的苦难众生带来今天的福德，创立并推广观世音菩萨心灵法门。感恩观世音菩萨心灵法门共修组的孙老师和师兄张婉芳、于小燕，没有他们，我无缘于此与大家分享观世音菩萨心灵法门的殊胜。我曾学过净土宗、 禅宗、密宗等佛学知识。自因为佛学基础深厚，佛缘很深，理当尽心尽力弘扬佛法，普度众生。我知道弘扬佛法的事业凭我一个人的力量难以实现。来到温哥华后，我先后参访了若干佛教团体，曾与张晚芳师兄做过探讨。一年后的偶然机缘，我在人群中问路的时候，张晚芳师兄主动的带路，和之后的交谈续上了我与心灵法门的缘分。于是有了与孙老师第一次40分钟的通话和长达5个小时的面谈。他详细推荐和介绍观世音菩萨心灵法门在末法时期普度众生的圆满，劝导我学习和体会心灵法门的玄妙，并送给我白话佛法书。在微信群里，我与大家共同探讨，与老修行于小燕几次辩论。他讲了学习观世音菩萨心灵法门的灵验实力和念小房子的体会。学佛20几年的他能这样坚定地选择观世音菩萨心灵法门，让我很敬佩，同时树立了我的信心。我观看了卢台长的图腾法会及开示，深感卢台长非常了不起，是我学佛道路中学习的榜样。随着我学习的深入，有3个问题我深思不解。一，观世音菩萨心灵法门是不是佛教的84000法门之一？二，小房子是否如法，是否能达到消业度亡灵的效果？三，关于卢台长看图腾仪式，虽然我感觉非常神奇与玄妙，但在佛教2500年的历程中，没有一位法师和师父这样普度众生的，让我很不理解。我和国内佛教界的资深佛友反复研究和讨论关于观世音菩萨心灵法门的3个问题，我逐步的领悟到卢军宏台长的弘法是一个好的方法。共修组里有一位曹太，常年失眠，通过学习观世音菩萨心灵法门不药而愈等诸多实例，足以说明观世音菩萨心灵法门是切合末法时期弘扬佛法普度众生的新法门。关于小房子，我认为是如法的。一，大悲咒是观世音菩萨针对娑婆世界众生离苦得乐的重要修学经典。心经是佛教大藏经600卷般若部的精华，含义极其广泛深刻，是每一个佛家弟子必诵的经文。往生咒是诸多高僧大德所推崇的一部灵验的往生成佛咒语。七佛灭罪真言是佛教提倡的消除业障的灵验咒语。小房子把佛教的4个精华和经典有效地组合在一起，使学习背诵者更加体会到它的玄妙，威力广大无比。佛说84000法门，门门平等，无有高下，只要我们一门深入长时熏修，都会大彻大悟，得到大圆满。关于台长看图腾是切合现代社会众生学习佛法，引领众生认识佛法，离苦得乐，究竟方便的捷径。佛说来我国者因善根福德因缘具足，所谓善根是指我们每一个学佛的人应具备的观世音菩萨大慈大悲的心态，福德是指佛弟子读诵经典消业增福，断贪嗔痴，得大智慧，圆满究竟的资粮。因缘是指我们每一个学佛弟子 亲近佛菩萨的缘分。佛在经典中说，学佛的人首先要达到最基本的要求，成为善男子善女人。我们应该从积德行善的心态入手，学习佛法，提高自己的品行，在生活和工作中点点滴滴做起，规范自己的言行，与观世音菩萨心心相印。观世音菩萨心灵法门的白话佛法是一部很好的经典，通俗易懂，贴近我们日常生活，培养我们的善根。小房子的读诵背诵可以消除我们的业障，增加我们的福德，很快我们与佛菩萨的心就相通了。我们每一个学佛的人就是善男子善女人，你与佛有缘，佛就会度你。一天我来到观音堂，看到师兄们正在忙碌地筹备法会，我深感愧疚与责任的重大，带着沉重的心情，我默默地离开了观音堂。当晚我清晰地梦见一个出家人在空中与我对话。这位出家人身材非常高大魁梧，面目庄严慈祥，身穿黑底红道的袈裟，右手自然下垂，左手放于胸前。我仰视着他问，你在天上干什么？这位僧人说，我要带你走。我说，你要我去那里干什么？他说，让你跟我一样成佛。我说，我不能跟你去，我还有事要做，我要学习佛法，普度众生，到西方极乐世界去。他说，你学佛学得怎么样啊？我说，还可以，很多佛教的经典我都会，很多佛说的咒语我都会背。他说，这么说你学佛学得很高深啦？我说，是啊。他说，佛不要你这种学佛的人。我说，为什么呀？他说，你学佛还不够精进，还有很多执着，因为这个法门好，那个门派不好，还有分别心。我说，那你告诉我哪个法门好？他说，有一个法门好，你可以学，你要去帮助一个老人，他需要你的帮助。我说，我身边没有这个老人呢。他说，有，你好好想一想，你要帮他度过眼前的困难。我说，我身边的人都很好，没有有困难的。他说，你一定要想一想，你要帮他。醒来后我明白了，他指的这个法门就是观世音菩萨心灵法门，他让我帮的人就是孙老师。至此我更加坚定观世音菩萨心灵法门是我的家，我应当为弘扬观世音菩萨心灵法门做贡献，也深感弘扬佛法道路任重而道远。静静地思考观世音菩萨心灵法门的当下与未来，观世音菩萨心灵法门观音堂的组建将有这样声势浩大的法喜圆满的法会召开，为我们所有的温哥华观世音菩萨心灵法门的同修注入了坚强的正能量。我坚信并祝愿在今后的弘法道路上，全体共修组成员能互相学习和鼓舞，积极推动观世音菩萨心灵法门在温哥华的前面展开，努力弘扬观世音菩萨心灵法门这一末法时期的普度众生的经典法宝。今天我成为卢台长的弟子，有机缘和各位佛友共同分享学习观世音菩萨心灵法门的缘由和殊胜，我感到非常的荣幸和自豪。学佛20几年，我终于找到了我的归宿。我发愿，我将全心全意弘扬观世音菩萨心灵法门，利乐一切有情。我将全心全意为发心学习观世音菩萨心灵法门的有缘人提供一切义务的咨询服务。我将全心全意为观世音菩萨心灵法门在温哥华的普及发展和提高做出我最大的贡献。终言前面是万丈深渊，为了弘扬观世音菩萨心灵法门长久住世，我也义无反顾，我将鞠躬尽瘁，无所畏惧。感恩南无大慈大悲救苦救难观世音菩萨， 感恩大慈大悲卢太长，感恩大家，阿弥陀佛。
现在让我们欢迎来自温哥华的意大利籍同修马蒂尔刘兹同修与我们分享，通过修习心灵法门，不仅成功获得加拿大签证，而且观世音菩萨加持保佑，祝事顺利，幸福安康。让我们掌声欢迎。
Good afternoon, Dharma friends. My name is Mattia and I'm originally from Italy. Today I would like to share some of my experience with you about my studies of Guanyin Sita Dharma Door. My studies of Guanyin Sita Dharma Door and Buddhism began in late July 2012. In 2010, my baby was born, just like many other first-time mom. After giving birth, my wife was a little depressed and often cried and complained that no one helped her. At that time, I was also not happy with my work, and I came home complaining about my job and being very nervous. That led to many quarrels between me and my wife. We quarreled frequently, even over very small things. One day, a girl who lives in Australia, former student of Master Lu, talked with my wife on the internet. She said, "Why don't you try to look at this website and learn something about Buddhism? Master Lu and Guanyin Bodhisattva had helped many people and they can help you too. Give it a try." My wife, who was very upset at that time, started to do research on the Guanyin Sita Dharma Door and began to pray and read sutras and mantras soon after. I noticed that she changed immediately. She was quieter, didn't cry anymore, and felt more relaxed. One day she told me, "Mattia, I decided to become a Buddhist because I found my way home at last. I was just like a little girl lost in the middle of the world before. And now I know where my home is. I know where my mom, Guanyin Bodhisattva, is waiting for me." And I said, "Okay, no problem." She said to me, "You could try to pray too. And it's good for you. You could also look at some videos of Master Lu, which helps you to understand better." So I did. And as I thought, if it works for her, it may work for me too. When I first saw the videos of Master Lu subtitled in English, I said to myself, "Wow, this man is really powerful." And I was stunned. He made me believe Guanyin Bodhisattva truly exists. A few days later, I said to my wife, "I decided to become a Buddhist just like you. I thought I finally found out the religion that is right for me. Many years ago, I was already interested in Buddhism, but at that time I did not have the chance to start. But now I felt from deep inside of me that it was the right time to begin. From then on, I started performing recitation daily, reciting little houses, making great vows and performing life liberations. One day, my wife told me she had decided to become a vegetarian, as all Buddhists, and explained to me why. I said, "Okay, but I want to wait a little bit." Then, as days passed, I also started eating less and less meat. I quit eating fish since 2003. Guanyin Bodhisattva helped me to change my mind, and one day I said, "Juan, I decided to become a vegetarian all my life too." And she was surprised, but at the same time, she was very happy to hear these words. Since then, I have not eaten any meat and have been very happy with my choice. First, because there is less demand in the world and fewer animals are abused and killed. And second, because I feel much better physically and am happy. I do not miss it at all. I really wish that one day everyone could see these videos on how animals are killed and abused so that people would understand that everyone should become vegetarian. I would like now to share with you some unforgettable experiences. When we decided to come to Canada, only 20 places out of the 1,000 visa quota to Italian citizens for that year, but I wanted to apply anyway. My wife was worried we couldn't make it, but I told her, "Let's try. We submit all the documents and pray. You will see that Guanyin Bodhisattva will help us." Then we began to pray Chunti Shen Cho, and I received the visa on August 4th. The same day of Master Lu's birthday. One day of the departure, on the day of the departure for Canada at the airport after check-in, I put all my documents in a case. Later, I wanted to take them out, but suddenly I couldn't find them inside the case. I started to worry. I've looked everywhere but I couldn't find them. So I thought we had them stolen, and I was desperate. I almost cried. I went to the police at the airport. As I was going to the police, my wife started to pray Guanyin Bodhisattva for helping us finding the documents. Before I arrived at the police office, she called me and yelled, "I found them." At that moment, I almost had a heart attack, but then I was so happy. From this moment, I realized that Guanyin Bodhisattva really exists, and she always with me. Even though I cannot see her, she's always ready to help when I really need help, which is amazing. Because of this specific experience, I have more faith in Guanyin Bodhisattva and in the power of prayers of the Guanyin Sita Dharmador. Usually, I'm a person who dreams a little, and even if I do, I don't remember what I dreamed. But I had two unforgettable dreams that I want to tell. When I just started to pray, I dreamed that my wife, my daughter, and I were in heaven in the middle of colorful clouds that are pink and orange. There was a spiral staircase made of clouds, and Guanyin Bodhisattva took us by the hands and told us, "Come on." Another time, I dreamed that I was in the place where I worked before in Italy, and my colleague called me to attend a Catholic Mass on that day. They said to me, "Come to pray with us." And I said, "No thanks, I don't come because I'm Buddhist." And just at that moment, there was a woman beside me who I didn't know. She was in a blue shirt, smiling at me, and I said, "I know." And she said, I know you are a Buddhist. You follow and pray Guanyin Bodhisattva." And I replied, "How do you know?" And then she told me, "I see it from your eyes." Then the day after, I talked to my wife about this dream. She told me that a few days before, she had prayed to Guanyin Bodhisattva for helping me and getting me to engage more in prayers. Because at that time I prayed very little. I had this dream, and it has pushed me even harder in prayer. Becoming a Buddhist and praying to Guanyin Bodhisattva every day has changed a great deal of my life. I have gone through a profound life-changing progress since the start of my prayers, and I'm leading a happier life. Since I decided to come to Vancouver, and I've been here for 1 year and a half, just Guanyin Bodhisattva has helped me with every little thing. When I left Italy, I was a bit worried as I didn't know what to expect ahead of me. However, I was calm because I knew that Guanyin Bodhisattva would always be with me and that everything would be fine, and so it is. I'm very pleased that I've become Buddhist, and I strongly recommend Guanyin Sita to everyone. Because this is the choice that will change your life, your way of living, and your view of seeing things. Surprisingly, even my parents, who are Italians, have become Buddhist and began to pray to Guanyin Bodhisattva. When Master Lu was in Rome at the end of March this year, my parents took 5 hours train to Rome to participate in the conference, despite of their age, and they felt so happy. Yesterday, I officially became a student of Master Lu, and I promised to follow his teachings and to pray to Guanyin Bodhisattva forever, and I'm happy and proud of it. Finally, I would like to thank Master Lu for what he has done and continues to do every day for the welfare of other people, and I would also like to express my deepest gratitude to the great, merciful, and great, compassionate Guanyin Bodhisattva. Thank you very much.